Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajata. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Oh, let's talk about real shit. I know it's a movie. But we saw Baby Girl.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen Baby Girl. It's the one with Nicole Kidman. And she's like a top CEO of her company.
Yep, yep.
And then this intern comes in and just like seduces her.
Mm-hmm. No, and she seduces her in a way, but I feel like unintentionally she does the same thing.
To him?
Yeah, kind of like, mm-hmm. I think like they're not even body language, but their energy is like pulling at each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're attracted to each other.
Of course, yes.
But they're not making it obvious in any way. She's not making it obvious, but he can feel it.
Yeah.
He can sense it.
I don't know. I mean, I think she had like such a specific fantasy.
Yes.
You know, but I get how like you want something different, and you know, I'm sure a lot of women, myself included, like, you know, sometimes to be dominated, to be told what to do, whatever. But what I couldn't get over is how he sounded like a little boy saying that stuff.
Yes, but I think that she was getting that at home. Like her husband would do anything for her. But I think that she had a different fantasy, like with like younger men.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So no matter what her husband did, it wouldn't have.
No, okay. I think that she was looking to be treated a certain way. And I don't think that she felt comfortable asking her husband.
Yeah.
Because they were very bizarre.
Well,
but let me just say, in my opinion, uh-huh. I think some of the things were bizarre. I think everybody or a lot of people have different type of fetishes.
Yeah.
That's the reason why it's a fetish, because it's, you know, it's a fetish. But like for her, she was very particular, and you can tell that she was not comfortable asking her husband to do those things. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, remember at the beginning where she like was hiding under the pillow.
Yes.
And whatever. And he was just like, I feel like dirty doing this to you, or like, I feel like a villain. I think that's
right.
What he said.
And so I think she was
trying to subtly tell him what to do, and he didn't feel comfortable. So yeah, I
do you
get
see
that.
What I'm
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yes.
And then, you know, under the sheets.
Yeah, that was weird. She looked like a ghost. And I was like, what are you doing? But
like, I don't know why she found, you know, anyways, it was a very, when you left, like I remember when me and Bob left the theater. So first of all, we went during.
I can't believe you went with him though. That's such a, like an awkward, I think, movie to go with.
I thought,
partner.
I think everybody else thought there was going to be more
sex
involved.
Yeah.
You didn't,
it kind of came.
Yeah. It came off like she was having an affair, and like she was the one in control, and she was the one who's having an affair, not the guy.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like, yeah. So I wanted to watch it, and I thought I was going to go with like you and the girls. Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I was just showing him that I want to go. He's like, oh, do you want to go? We'll go together. I was like, oh, okay. So we went in there, and I will tell you, that theater was full of very old couples. They were coming in with a cane up the stairs. And like,
stop.
Yes. And then just one young kid came and sat right next to me.
He was 20. He's not a boy.
I know, but like, single by himself was really weird, in my opinion.
No, he's probably trying to know how to have sex with a lady. He's probably having way more sex than you are right now, than both of us. I'm 20 years old. Come on.
19, 20. But I was just awkward sitting next to me without like his girlfriend, like him by himself. I was just like, okay, this is really weird because it's that type of movie. So,
yeah.
And then he was next to me. And then there's two older women that were next to him that were girlfriends that came together.
Yeah.
So he's sitting in there. He had his Slurpee delivered to him. And like, I don't know what else was already sitting there delivered to him. And he just came and sat there. I was like, what's this? You know, but what's it called? I don't think it would be like a single guy show, like movie, just because it was I don't know. But yeah, I just thought it was very, very, it was very uncomfortable. And when it was like really quiet and all you hear was the noises.
Oh my God. Yes.
And then me and Bob is like looking around because it was real, real quiet in there. And he's just looking around to just see what the expressions are. And like all these, they were all in watching it, into it and whatnot. So
yeah. See, I would feel really weird watching that with Chaz because I think part of him would be like, what? Like she's, this is so uncomfortable, you know, like watching this woman have an affair, you know, and watching it with my wife, you know, I don't think he would feel comfortable and I definitely wouldn't feel comfortable watching it with him. You know, I think that's like a girlfriend movie. So, cause you can talk about all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, ugh.
I don't think we took it that way as in like, oh, she's having an affair. We were just in there for thinking it was about like the fantasies, the fetish, the sex and whatnot.
Yeah.
So we didn't come out thinking that way. Like it wasn't like, oh, she had an affair and he felt awkward. Do you see what I'm saying? To me, it was like they both had fantasies.
Yeah.
And that's what it was about. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like it was more like, okay, what do you want? What's your fetish?
Yeah.
You
know, or like, okay, that's, like, okay, Bob, so did, like, you guys talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have, like, a very, like...
All right, so did you guys talk about fetishes?
Not really, but, I mean, it just opened up to, like, what do you want? Do you see what I'm saying?
Did you learn anything new?
No, not really. I didn't learn anything new. I just thought it's kind of nice to have that women's perspective that they also have certain, like, her needs were not met. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that she went after her needs. Well, I don't want to tell the whole story, but like at the expense of like what was she was putting on the line. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was interesting. What I thought it was, what I wanted to know was what was going on through all those other those older couples. It's like they were all, I didn't see anything. I think they were all like 65, 70 plus in there.
Wow.
And they were coming in. They were so cute. They were coming in there. And I was like, I wonder what they think, like, what they thought about it. Like, why did they come to watch this movie? You know what I'm saying?
That's really interesting. Okay, so let's take a step back. So she was trying to tell her husband or show her husband kind of like what she wanted, right?
Yes.
And he just like was not feeling comfortable.
So I'll tell you, the second time around when I watched it, I picked up on it. But the first time I didn't pick up on that.
Okay.
So I'm glad y'all picked up on it first.
Do you think then if he doesn't want to do it, should she like find, like she fulfilled it a different way?
Sure.
At the very end, her husband did like do all those things that she really wanted him to do in the beginning. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So do you think that she would not have had an affair had her husband like fulfilled her fantasies for her?
I don't know. I think I find that
it was a person.
Yeah, I think she needed to get that out of her system for some reason. I don't know why, but it had to be a younger
guy.
Yeah. Like that's what I got out of. But, you know, maybe she wouldn't have gone that far.
Yeah.
She could have had those fantasies, but she didn't have to act on those fantasies.
Right,
do
right,
you see
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it could have just stayed in her mind while she was having sex with her husband.
So, remember last time I told you that Chaz and I both found out that we were only talking dirty for each other's pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So he was like, now we really got to like reevaluate what it is that we like really want. You know, because it was, regardless, the sex was enjoyable anyway,
yes.
right? But like, okay, so we found that out. Like,
but it was
now
nice
what do we talk about? Now what do we want to do? You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
Is there like, I don't know. Do you want to be whipped or whatever, right? Like
yep.
conversation for like other things.
Yeah. But this is what's nice. That's like the
yeah.
open conversation, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
But the thing is like, it was good intentions on both your side. You were,
yeah.
you were trying, you
trying to please the other people.
Yes.
And like, you know, give them what they wanted or what we thought they wanted.
Yes.
To hear.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like it was good intentions.
Yeah.
But do you think if, well, going back to that question, Do you think she should have tried a little bit harder?
I think
so too.
I think she wasn't direct enough.
Okay.
I think she wasn't direct enough.
I felt like she was embarrassed herself.
Yeah. Yes.
And she wasn't confident in herself that this is really what I really, really want. Okay.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I'm glad that if there's something that you want or that I feel like that's how we've gotten since we've gotten older, more confident in asking and telling what it is that we want or even saying things that we don't like, you know what I mean? But making sure that we get satisfied, because before, you know, like I said, I enjoyed sex. I always enjoyed sex, but I wasn't like having an orgasm every time I had sex.
Right.
And now I do, whether that's, you know, oral or with like a vibrator while we're having sex. But I would say like 85%. And the other 15% is because like either I'm really tired or I'm like, it's okay, whatever, you know. But is that like I always now have an orgasm while we're having sex. And so I enjoy it more, like because I know I am going to have one and what I know that it does to my body, I'm more willing, not willing, no, sounds bad, but like I'm more often having sex than before. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you posted that thing where we talk about men, when they have an orgasm, the life, it like leaves their body.
Yes.
Right. And when women have orgasms, it brings life into their body.
Yes.
Like you just feel very, very good. All these endorphins and stuff. So like while Chaz, when he passes out after sex,
We have energy.
We do.
And I'm like, I'm trying to go to sleep and we can't have sex at 12 o'clock because I won't go to sleep till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
He's like, what are you doing up? I'm like, I don't know. I'm no longer tired. He's like,
but I have that.
Do you want me to wear you out more? I'm like, that's not like kind of how it goes. You know what I mean?
It's the total opposite. Yeah. So maybe when we need more energy,
we have sex and have an orgasm before.
Yes.
I mean, how much better I would have done in the half marathon had I had sex before and had an orgasm.
We
would have felt great. Then you have to wake up at like fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was already pushing it at 5 o'clock.
Oh my gosh. That's
probably why sports teams, like they said, you better not have sex on the day of the games because what it does to guys.
It takes everything out of them.
Yes.
That's at least I have one thing going against them. Yeah.
And if you are a woman who is not having an orgasm, you know, I know it's harder for women, but if you're not having an orgasm, there are ways to have an orgasm while you're having sex. And it really makes a difference. It really makes a difference.
It makes a difference. But you know, another thing that has... You know when they tell you, because now at this age, I feel like we have so much on our mind.
Yeah.
But if you just try to relax, because backstory a little bit, I've been doing some therapy, but we'll talk about that later. But it's been teaching me how to like breathe in and out and just kind of relax.
Mm-hmm.
And when you relax, things work out in your favor. Like you can easily... have an orgasm, you can just really be there instead of like, okay, hurry up, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
like I'm
like be present and have
relaxed,
a nice orgasm.
Yes.
Okay, so next time when we really get into it, you need to tell us some tips and tricks on how you get your body to relax.
I'm just learning that, but it did really, really work when you just breathe in and out. It helps, I'm telling you, and it's a very, very, very long and hard orgasm.
Okay, you know what also has, you can take for a very, very long, 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 and like times a thousand sensation orgasm?
What?
Sex gummies, like libido gummies.
Are you?
The real shit. Yes.
Okay.
Especially both of you guys have it. It's just this like whole experience. Like you can actually go multiple times. And so can he. And just everything just feels like so much better.
What does it do? I wonder what's in it.
Well, I mean, we brought them back from California and stuff. But it's the real thing. That's THC.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I don't know exactly how it does it. But you know how they have like sleep gummies for like focus and or sleep and focus and stuff. And this one's like libido. So not only do you like feel more sexual, but like the touching, the everything is just more, or sensation is just like heightened.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard of that. I mean, I just heard it, but like through you guys, I just didn't know it really, really worked.
Yeah. So if you have not tried those,
try them out.
They are so good. So good. I'm so upset we don't have any more of them. Kind of wait to bottle rocks to go and grab a bunch.
Y'all needed.
Because, you know, at first I was like, oh, let's, what are these? And he was like, oh my gosh, let's get some. But now that I know they work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to, we'll like stock up on them. So that is also really good. But what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about something. What did I text you earlier? Okay, so our friend who we went to go watch, had a girls' night in, which...
Where we watched Baby Girl.
Yes. It's a new townhouse, and it looks so nice. Like, all her furniture. She has, like, the whitest walls.
But she has a good touch of color everywhere.
Yes.
And it's almost like a neutral color to me.
Yeah, and she has nice things. And I was just like, gosh, I love your house so much. You don't have... kid shit anywhere.
I know.
Like
it was nice and clean.
It was nice and clean. Everything was in a place. Nothing was just, and you know, and I get it. Like, you know, you want a house to look homey or whatever, but no matter what I do, there's just shit everywhere.
It is. And then you just,
you're constantly cleaning.
Oh my gosh. Never ever does it stop.
No. And then I'm like, you know, when you have like nice couches, and people who have like white couches, I love that. I love the aesthetics of white couches. They're just
really?
Like white and
it
everything.
Gives me, ooh, I'm afraid it's going to get dirty so
I know,
fast.
But like, I don't get it. I want to, but I know my kids are going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
So like.
Girl, your red wine's going to. Oh, but they have that new thing where like, even if you like spill anything.
It's already like Scotch Guard and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes.
But does it really?
I have no idea. But I see a lot of people buying those white couch, like white
I
couches
know,
all
the
time.
That's the thing. So there has to be a way, because I would say like.
I can't.
Or like white rugs, just white shit. Even like white walls, you know, like. I bump into them and like a laundry basket makes a scuff mark or whatever. It's just like, I can't keep anything in my house like clean or nice.
White, we use so much turmeric.
Oh.
White and turmeric, like it's never gonna, that yellow stain's gonna be on it. So I just steer away from white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh.
And then white sheets, white. Do you have white sheets, white towels?
Yeah, I have white sheets and white towels because I feel like it's easy to just bleach out.
Yeah,
like we
that
eat,
makes sense.
We eat on our couch. We eat on our couch. Like me and Bob do, you know? Kids do sometimes, but I really don't have Indian food on here at all. But me and Bob will sometimes eat. But like just white is just very dangerous.
It is. And so like I really feel, are you putting water with those vitamins?
Oh, you keep looking at me like, are
you
just taking them?
Grabbing them and just
I have vitamins here, not supplements. And she keeps on looking at me like,
because you're just messing with them. Like, where's your water to take them? I thought you were just like downing them.
Girl, ooh. No, I can't. And they get stuck right here, and I go run around the house like someone.
Yo, I hate that feeling. I hate that feeling when a pill gets stuck in your chest.
Yes. Have you had that?
Oh, yeah.
Where you feel like you can't breathe?
I know. And it's just like burning, and it's just there.
Oh, girl, I remember it, I had it, and I started running around my whole house looking for Bob, and I'm like, I'm hitting myself, but nobody can hear me because I can't talk, because I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. And then I couldn't find Bob, and he was in a different restroom on the opposite side of the house.
Oh, taking a shit.
And yeah, I guess something, and I'm just like, by that time, I'm like, angry.
And it went down.
And it went down. I was like,
it's probably
because
you're like running around, bouncing like everywhere.
But I
did like, okay, so I, again, with the white towels, like I'm probably going to get like not all my makeup off in the shower, and then I'm going to get it on the fucking towel.
Oh, they definitely get on there, but I just
bleach it.
Or like use something.
Yeah. And the sheets too. I'm like, oh my God. And you know, I have like dark hair, and I lose hair during the middle of the night, you know, just by tossing and turning. And I just feel like you'll be able to see all of that. And our dog sleeps with us. Yes, she does. In the middle of us. And it's okay. There's dog hair everywhere. She's fine with it. And I'll wake up and I'll have some on my cheek or whatever. But again, you can see it. But now I do have white sheets because I'm at that age where I have to spend $200 on some fucking sheets because I need sheets that keep me cool and not sweat. So I have done some research.
And do they work?
These do. I actually bought these other ones and they had like a no questions asked money back. So they did not work. And I kind of didn't like them because you know how you wash sheets first?
Mm-hmm.
I washed them. But before I even washed them, they kind of felt a little hard. And mm-hmm. I was like, maybe washing them, they'll get softer. Well, they didn't. And I was like, okay, well, I'll forego softness for like not wetness, you know, because I wake up and like I am sweating, like where my body has laid, it's like wet.
But you don't
change my shirt.
And you just wear like a t-shirt too.
Yeah, I wear my t-shirt and panties.
Okay.
So like I can tell, like I'll like change my shirt, whatever. But so I did more research and I found these like really soft bamboo ones. They're called like from Luxome, Luxome.
Uh-huh.
And they were like $200. And I was like, I can't believe I'm fucking spending $200 on some sheets.
Hey, you get good sleep.
But that's where we're at the point of our lives.
Yes.
You know, like if I need to stay dry and get better sleep and not have night sweats, I got to pony up some money. And they were like, there were some that were even more expensive than that. But I like them so far and they're white, but they feel good and they feel so good. Actually, I really like
them.
Really?
Okay.
They're
as
so
long
soft.
As you can sleep. And so we've only done white sheets. I've never done any color sheets.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's only because like the dogs, because KO used to sleep, like all of our dogs always just sleep in our bed.
Right.
And
right.
I just feel like you could see it more.
I don't even know, but I'm just trying to think, why did I not ever get anything besides white? Like I didn't even grow up with just white sheets.
White just is very grown up. White sheets and white towels are very like adultish,
not like. So yeah, we have white. I have white, and then I have given Bob like a light, like really off white color, gray, so we can kind of see the difference between our towels.
Uh-huh.
But speaking of, so I am always cold, but when I sleep, I'm super super hot. Right?
Me too. Is it our age, or have you always been like that?
Always been like that. Okay. Where I. Underneath, like you see me, it's cold outside, but I will not wear
anything. Me neither.
But I have tried one of those cool PJs. They call them cool PJs, cool night PJs or something. And I was like, they were on sale. So I was like, let me just get one of these and see if it's true. I never wear pants to sleep. And I wore pants and this long sleeve one.
Uh-huh.
And it was very cooling.
The
I
thing
never
about it,
got
like,
hot.
But don't they, my thing is not so much, yes, I would get hot, but also they twist. I don't like.
So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't feel any different
sleeping
in these versus
not
sleeping in my shorts and my tank top. Do you see what I'm
saying? Oh, okay.
Didn't feel a difference. And it was like, I forgot one night. It was late night. We had like a party and we were all wearing PJs and I went to sleep in them and did not feel them. So some of those are actually true, but I'd rather not sleep in like long sleeves and all that stuff.
I know.
Anyways,
I know.
It's like you let your skin breathe.
Exactly. That's what I always think. I used to sleep naked and I would be fine with that. But now Chaz just thinks that's like an invitation. And then the kids just come in too. So I just got I mean, I still walk around with like panties in front of and like a t-shirt in front of Donovan, but I don't know. I think that may have to stop soon. But I don't like to make a big fuss out of anything sexual because then he's going to think like,
absolutely,
it's such a big deal.
And
you
if
know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Normal
it's just a body.
In his household.
Yeah. He's not going to think anything different of it. Like, I think if you make things a big deal, then they start thinking they are a big deal.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Then they start paying attention to
exactly.
it rather than just
exactly.
being normal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to, but I'm just trying to see also like when is it like, he's not going to be like 16 and I'm doing that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I could get some cues, but speaking about our age and all that, I know You did a new coffee, another coffee enema today because of the full moon.
Yes, today's full moon.
What is the deal?
So from my research, parasites become more active during full moon because of their pull from the moon, right? I did not think this was true, but if you ever notice that your butt itches around full moon, like the day before, the day after, just a little bit.
So today my butthole should have itched?
Yeah.
I didn't really notice that.
It's not super noticeable.
Uh-huh.
But usually they, like, if some of the parrots want to lay eggs or do anything, they come to the top surface area.
Oh, that's just so gross. So we always have parasites in our body.
We always have parasites. Let me just say, we all have parasites.
Yeah. Do we shit them out when we shit?
Yeah, you detox them out. And
okay.
You detox them, they may be dead. I don't know. Like, they just, yeah, you do. But some people just have a lot more in certain areas, in certain organs, certain areas where they need to come out.
Yeah.
They don't detox as good as someone else does.
So did any of them come out with your coffee enema?
I can't tell during my coffee enema, but I definitely did have a bowel movement before. You're supposed to have a bowel movement before you do a coffee enema.
Yeah.
And so
let me see that picture of your other one that you did. That long-ass parasite that came out your butt. That came out your butt, right?
Yes, I wiped myself and I saw it there. And usually...
Was it before or after the coffee enema poop?
No, it was never around the coffee enema. I hadn't even done it that week.
Oh, really?
But I've been like doing some detox, so it just came out. And yeah, let me show you. But I was a little taken back by it, though. I'll be honest with you. I was like, wait. Because, you know, you kind of a little not until you really see it do you really believe it, right?
Right, right.
Like, you're doing all these things thinking this is what's happening in your body, but until you really see it, you're like, oh my gosh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, where is a favorites?
I don't know. Apple did some shit. I hate when they update phones and you can't find pictures and they try to do something last weekend and my email was just like,
yeah, I think
so
that's what just happened.
Crazy.
Like, where are the favorites at? Usually I have favorites.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, yes. So they did do an update.
Tonight there's another update. So just be prepared. I got a message on my phone.
Okay.
Sucks.
So yeah, today when I wiped, I paid attention and I did see one. I did see a few.
Today?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Well, I'll show you a picture. But yeah, they are, it's pretty disgusting.
And are they dead?
Yes, they're dead. They're dead. Well, when they came out, they were dead. But I don't know if they, you know, I don't know. Like, what do you, anyhow, I had to, when I saw it, I was like,
that would freak me out.
It freaked me out. It really freaked me out. I was like, that's what
they just look like bugs?
No, they look like a long worm. I'll show it to you. I'm trying to find it. But, oh, okay. But don't. This is while I wipe, though.
Okay, it's okay. I don't care if your shit is on there. Oh, my God. That's crazy. That looks like a worm.
It's this big.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I've showed you too much stuff.
No, no. That would freak me out, girl.
Yeah. So that freaked me out. And I'm like, I told Bob, I go, we were about to go ice skating. It was a day after Christmas. We were supposed to go ice skating. I go, I'm going to go do another coffee enema. Look, I just found this because, like, I freaked out. I was like, I need all of these to come out.
But you're never going to get them all out, right?
No. But you can start feeling a sense of, gosh, I don't know how to explain it, but you feel a certain way when you do the coffee enemas and you're detoxing all that stuff out. Like, you feel euphoric. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
You know what's crazy is that, like, okay, that was obviously in you, right?
Yeah.
And we have more. Like, where are they in our body?
I don't.
That's gross.
It is, especially when they're that big.
That's like, what I'm saying. It's not like a microscopic thing. That is like 4 or 5 inches on a toilet paper.
Yes.
That is bizarre.
And usually, I'll be honest with you, they are microscopic. Most of the ones that we are detoxing,
yeah,
and we're pooping out are microscopic. Like, you can't see them with an eye. But this had to get out. This is why I'm, yeah.
That freaks me out.
And then today, that was from like two months ago. But the other ones I saw today were not that big, but they were like, you can tell they were like mushed up in like little, because I was paying attention today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I don't have it itchy. I don't have it itchy or anything like
so
that.
So if I don't do the coffee enemas, but if I wiped today and paid attention, I probably would have seen some, or no?
Most likely not. I'm just giving, just, I don't think so. And knowing, sorry, now that I know your labs and now that I know she's got excellent.
Okay, y'all. Thing,
excellent. Not even like, okay, good. Excellent. Where wow. The bar is this high. I've never achieved that. Like, that's what you want to be in.
Uh-huh.
Not from like a conventional doctor, but from a functional doctor. They want you to see those numbers.
Wow.
So.
I'm
just saying,
crazy.
You probably will not see it. Like, I'm just being honest with you. You may be just pooping it all out, but you're not going to see it.
Wow.
You don't have any.
So Sujata is talking about, because I have all these symptoms, and you do too, for different reasons, whatever, like brain fog, fatigue. I used to be able to get like 10,000 steps in before 10 o'clock. And now I'm like getting out of bed. Like, if I can lay in bed, I'm just like not motivated like I used to be in the morning. I have a hard time falling asleep. I have night sweats, just no motivation. And so I'm like, am I in perimenopause? Uh-huh. Because that is a thing now. It used to be just menopause, and now we're talking about it. So I did this company online, and what? So they check for like, what did I tell you? Like 84 or something markers?
Yeah, markers. Yep.
So
it was very thorough.
I went to LabCorp, and they submitted, I had 10 vials of blood taken from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I fucking felt that, because you know what, I had a fast,
yeah,
and so I felt that walking out. I was like, oh, I gotta get some coffee or some sugar, because I was already feeling like a little like lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I got the results yesterday, and Sujata knows all about every hormone, every test that they run, all like the abbreviations, all of the levels and what they should be.
Yeah.
And I didn't even wait for, she was like, don't even wait for a consult. Like, let me see all the lab works and I can tell you. And she was like, I cannot believe you fucking like, and all the things that you do, that all your levels are really good.
They are so good. You don't do anything, but I'm just saying, I had told, you were telling me, stop jinxing you. Cause I'm like,
yeah.
I can just tell by, I can tell by looking at you that you had great liver support, like your liver detox and all that. I told you that it was, you were like, stop jinxing me. I'm like, I just know it's going to be excellent for you. So
I wonder then why, what they will tell me and what they will try to give to me to
vitamin D will definitely be on your list.
Yeah, to combat all these things, because I got this referral from someone that we follow. And she, based on everything they told her and gave her, so they basically customize a supplement packet for you to take every day based on all your results. And she said that she felt better than she did before all, even the brain fog and stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited, because it's not like I want to, I mean, I want to do more. I want to go back to like how I used to be.
Right.
And just wake up and start being active and stuff. But like, what I do now is I have a hard time getting up because I have a hard time falling asleep. And as like, when I get up, I'm like, my immediate thought is, once I drop these girls off, I'm going to come back and get into bed and go to sleep.
That was me last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's, I think once you get, and it's, I'm so glad that you're being proactive though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And not making excuses. Like, you're like, I got to do something about this. This
is not
normal.
Yeah, because I feel super unproductive and this is not like me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when I start going, I can be productive, but then I get tired in the middle of the day. Whereas I used to like bang it all out and be good. Yes. Like, just keep going and going and going. And not that I need to do all of that, but
you want to not feeling like this. There has to be there. You want to know why. There's, you know, they say it doesn't matter how old you get. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't feel like you're struggling with energy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like how you're feeling is a consequence of your age.
Yeah, they say that's not true. Because right. I have, like, my mom has more energy than me. Then mm-hmm. her mother actually has more energy than me.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So it's not about age. So I want to continue feeling the way I am. And you're just, but it's good that you're being proactive.
Yeah.
And your numbers were really, really good. Your vitamin D, I just glanced at mm-hmm. it. I'm going to go through it in detail on certain things. But like, I'm sure you're already paying the other people to do it. I'm just a nerd.
No, I know, but I'm curious as to see what you do and stuff like that. Because also, like, I feel very strongly that based on numbers like that, and, you know, I know you're Indian and I'm Mexican, but like, there are other remedies.
Yes.
That you can do, like, in our cultures.
Yes.
Than supplements to take to help those things, you know? And so I'm all about that. And to be honest, like, I actually, you know, they're in our culture for a reason, because they work.
Yes.
Right. And so I actually really like those things a lot better.
I have to tell you, this is kind of off topic when you're talking about certain things. So Tamiflu yeah. has this thing called star anise.
Yeah, that it's like a herb.
Yeah, it's a flower looking. Yeah, so we have that. We use that in our dishes.
I don't like know. I never knew how to use that.
Yeah, it's very strong, so you don't use that much of it. But anyhow, like, when our family was starting to get sick, like Rhea got the flu, we all started drinking and brewing the star anise in hot water,
like tea. That's the only thing I think I know that you could do that. I could think of to do with
it. Yes. Yeah. And it's kind of like a licorice feel.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I was drinking that the whole time.
And you didn't get sick.
And so did Aryan. So did Bob.
Yeah.
And Rhea, she never ended up getting a fever, or it may have gone to 99, but like, it was very much more mellow. Do you see what I'm saying? It wasn't like how I've been hearing it, but just the star anise, like, I just feel like that helped me not get it.
Yeah.
And Ari not get it, and, you know?
Yeah.
But, like,
no, those things work.
But that's in Tamiflu.
Yeah.
Which is, like, but we try to do the herbal way. And yeah. Same for my mom. She was exposed, and she started doing the same thing, and she overcame it.
Yeah. So I'm excited for you to tell me what
I will. I will go through it. I'm such a nerd that I want to, like, write everything down and, like, what I've learned.
Yeah.
And so you can compare to what that person says, you know, with I'm not comparing myself to a doctor. I'm just saying I know a little too much. And sometimes you know,
I know you a little too much. I know. Cause then everything freaks you out a little too much.
Yes. I'm
the more, you know,
the more, you know, the more you, yes, but
see,
I will,
I don't want to know,
you know what? That's and then better. That's,
yeah. It's like, it's better. Cause then I would overthink everything.
And you know, you just have to really get off and stop. You just, when you start going in that, Stop Googling things. I'm just telling you, it is true. It's
you
like,
you should have learned that.
I did. I actually did stop getting on my phone a lot.
Yeah.
Because things were popping up on my phone and it was driving me crazy. And it's all the bad things that you can ever think of. And I'm like, I'm just going to get off my phone.
Yeah.
So we can do a reset.
Hard reset.
Hard reset. Phone. But yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, we'll let you know the results. And if anybody wants to know, like, what I did, what online service I used to get all that done, because a lot of what I've learned from Sujata, a lot of doctors won't test for all of those markers.
No.
Not even if you're, like, you're diabetic. You have to, like, fight for those. And they just did it automatically.
Yes. Some of those I haven't even seen.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, like, detailed. So.
And they work with insurance, too. Which is really weird. I told you. Yeah, they work with insurance.
So even better. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So reach out.
So DM us if you wanted to learn anything or about Sujata's parasites that come out her ass. Don't forget.
You saw it. You actually saw it.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Hope you do something well. Enjoy the long holiday.
Yes. Do something for yourself.
Yes, exactly. Love Follow you. Us on our Instagram @AuthenticMoms. follow us and subscribe to wherever you're listening to this podcast. And you do you, boo.
Yes.